Miss Sexton, he finally said. All of you. He moved his gaze to each of them. If what you're saying is true, and I cannot imagine why three of you would lie about this, you are all very lucky to be alive. They all nodded in silence. The president had called in four civilian scientists, and two of them were now dead. Pickering heaved a disconsolate sigh, as if he had no idea what to say next. The events clearly made a little sense. Is there any way, Pickering asked, that this insertion shaft you're seeing in that GPR printout is a natural phenomenon? Rachel shook her head. It's too perfect. She unfolded the soggy GPR printout and held it up in front of the camera. Flawless. Pickering studied the image, scowling in agreement. Don't let that out of your hands. I called Marjorie Tench to warn her to stop the president, Rachel said, but she shut me down. I know, she told me. Rachel looked up, stunned. Marjorie Tench called you? That was fast. Just now. She's very concerned. She feels you are attempting some kind of stunt to discredit the president and NASA, perhaps to help your father. Rachel stood up. She waved the GPR printout and motioned to her two companions. We were almost killed. Does this look like some kind of stunt? And why would I... Pickering held up his hands. Easy. What Miss Tench failed to tell me was that there were three of you. Rachel couldn't recall if Tench had even given her time to mention Corky and Tolland. Nor did she tell me you had physical evidence, Pickering said. I was skeptical of her claims before I spoke to you, and now I am convinced she's mistaken. I do not doubt your claims. The question at this point is what it all means. There was a long silence. William Pickering rarely looked confused, but he shook his head, seeming lost. Let's assume for the moment that someone did insert this meteorite beneath the ice. That begs the obvious issue of why. If NASA has a meteorite with fossils in it, why would they, or anyone else for that matter, care where it is found? It appears, Rachel said, that the insertion was performed such that pods would make the discovery, and the meteorite would appear to be a fragment from a known impact. The Ingersoll fall, Corky prompted. But of what value is the meteorite's association with a known impact? Pickering demanded, sounding almost mad. Aren't these fossils an astounding discovery? Anywhere and any time, no matter what meteoritic event they are associated with. All three nodded. Pickering hesitated, looking displeased. Unless, of course... Rachel saw the wheels turning behind the director's eyes. He had found the simplest explanation for placing the meteorite concurrent with the Ingersoll strata, but the simplest explanation was also the most troubling. Unless, Pickering continued, the careful placement was intended to lend credibility to totally false data. He sighed, turning to Corky. Dr. Marlinson, what is the possibility that this meteorite is a counterfeit? Counterfeit, sir? Yes, a fake. Manufactured. A fake meteorite? Corky gave an awkward laugh. Utterly impossible. That meteorite was examined by professionals, myself included. Chemical scans, spectrograph, rubidium-strontium dating. It is unlike any kind of rock ever seen on Earth. The meteorite is authentic. Any astrogeologist would agree.